What's up, you guys? Your boy Big Al here, man. And unfortunately, we got an L to the Clippers, bro. Something I did not really want to see happen. Christmas Day game, something I was really excited for, and all the fans were excited for. High-level competitiveness up against the Clippers, a battle of L.A. And unfortunately, man, we got the L. Four-game losing streak, a bunch of teams that were definitely high, over 500 percentage, and playoff contenders. We've lost a bunch of really good games that meant a lot to us, and we just unfortunately weren't able to hold up our end of the task. And with all the stars out, man, it was definitely something really cool to witness, man. All the crazy camera angles that they had for that game was definitely really cool. They're trying all different new things, all kinds of new things, new different camera angles. Christmas Day game is always something really big, especially in the Battle of LA. And it was just something that was, I didn't want to see happen. Like, I just didn't think that we would blow a lead like that. I was, like, really fucking shock, you know, like we had a 12-point lead at the end of the half and a 15 at the end of the third, and then we blew it in the middle of the fourth, like literally. And it was crazy because Kuz was actually having one of his better games, dude. In the first quarter, he already had like 13 points. He was just gunning. He finished the game with 25 points, but it was just, other than that, no one else really did what they're supposed to do. And like, our defensive switches were all fucked up. We had open shots in the paint all night. It felt like, you know, Dwight Howard wasn't there. JaVale McGee was in there by himself. You know, it just, I don't know. I just wasn't really a fan of our defense this game. I kind of feel like that's what blew it, you know. And I don't know, man. I just feel like we have to make sure we keep our foot on the gas when it comes to these W's, especially these big-time games. Like, the only reason we lost that game was because we couldn't keep our pedal to the metal and we actually gave them the opportunity to come back. Like, we completely blew that game. Like, the Clippers didn't beat us. Like, we blew that game. We lost that game ourselves. I was bummed out, man. That was not fucking cool, honestly. Like, I really thought we had that game in the bag. And, I mean, the supporting cast was there, you know? Like, Kuz did what he was supposed to do. But, I mean, Avery and Danny Green just weren't all there. They weren't in their groove. And KCP did what he was supposed to do. But it just didn't work out for us. I'm really bummed out about this game. Patrick Beverley was talking all that shit, too, which pisses me off even more. Fucking hate Patrick Beverley. Like, it was just one of those games that I was not happy about. And, you know, it just wasn't cool. You know, like, I was not happy with this game. We gave it up, literally. Like, it's something to be pissed off about. Even, like, LeBron had a terrible night, by the way, from three-point range. He went 2 for 12. It was just terrible. Like, we were not the best at the three-point line. We only went for 26%, which is below our average. And, I mean, it's not nothing. It's not something to keep our head down too much about, honestly. You know, the first two games, we had AD out for one, LeBron out for the other, and then we're just supposed to pull it all back together against Denver and figure it out when Denver's a top contender as well. They were seeded to be number one at the West at one point, you know, in power rankings before the season started. And, I mean, to pull it together against a team that has that much depth as well wasn't an easy task, so we lost to them. And then it's like to go off and play the Clippers after that, it's just like, fuck, dude, you're talking about a heavy, 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 heavy consecutive games. Like, it's just something that, you know, I knew would be a challenge. And luckily, you know, we really pulled through and did our job. And now we're in the position where, you know, we can, you know, definitely just get good things from this and make the best out of it. You know, unfortunately, it is what it is. That's what happened. But now moving forward, you know, we got a couple other competitive games. We've got the Blazers up next and the Mavs. So we'll see, you know, let's just do what we can and stay as a unit and not start pointing fingers. You know what I'm saying? Let's hope Kuz, he really turns around and keeps this up and keeps dropping these games. So we'll see what happens, man. And let's not forget, bro, this is the regular season. This isn't a playoff game. Doesn't matter. If you win this game, it doesn't mean anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just regular season. It's nothing to blow out of proportion. It's just something to keep in thought that, you know, we're a little bit injury prone through this. So let's not get too freaked out, honestly. You know, Laker fans, keep it chill. Subscribe, you guys. Check out our YouTube. We're now on Spotify as well, Instagram, Twitter. I'm on Twitter now too, so come on, you guys. You know what I'm saying? Subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend, and let's keep those subscriptions going. Hop on YouTube to see some crazy interviews, bro. We kill YouTube. Perps and Gold, YouTube. Perps and Gold on YouTube, you guys. Stay tuned. It's your boy Big Al.